Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today I have a question for you. Are you entitled? That sounds horrible, doesn't it? Oh my God, are you an entitled bitch like me? Probably. Okay, so let me give you a little clue here. Have you ever asked yourself, I should be, you know, at this weight because I've been working out this many days per week, or I should have lost X number of sizes in my clothes because I've been eating healthier or taking whatever supplement, or I should have this body because I've been following a healthy lifestyle for however many years. You know, the thing about entitlement is that it's here's a big distinction. It's when you're interested in something versus actually committed to it. And I can give you so many examples of this in myself, in my life, as an entertainer, as a singer. I should be on that show. I should be in the top 10 because I'm talented. I should have clients knocking on my door instead of me literally knocking on their doors. I kid you not, I knocked on 2,000 doors at least, at minimum, in Los Angeles, looking for my clients. Okay? They should be knocking on my door because I'm the one with the six pack after having kids. I'm the one with the exercise science degree. I'm the one who's, you know, managed to do all these things with my body and overcome whatever. So they should be coming to me. My business should be blowing up because, you know, whatever, because I've overcome this crazy thing in my marriage, because I'm raising four kids and doing this, and I've written three books. You know, the thing is, all of our accomplishments are fantastic. It's great. And hopefully they were an outpouring of who we are instead of an attempt to prove our worthiness. But regardless, see, a big distinction here. In whatever the result is that we're wanting, whatever that result is that you're going for, if you find yourself in this mentality of, I should be there already because I have done X, Y, and Z, or because I've been at it for this long, especially when we see someone who's been doing it less time than we have, or with seemingly less effort or less credentials or less, you know, whatever it is that we think is missing for them, and they make it, quote unquote, make it. Just let that settle in for a second. Have you been there? Have you felt that sting when you're working your ass off for something and then somebody else gets there and it seems so easy for them and they did it so quickly, and here you are hustling and struggling and maybe feeling confused and stuck? Because I know I found myself in that situation in so many different areas of my life. But see, the distinction between having that mentality of, you know, I should be there because of my talent, because of the time, because of whatever I've invested, the difference between that and actual commitment, you see, with commitment, there are no shoulds. There is no right path. There is no wrong path. Yes, there is a path that may be proven to be faster, more efficient, less of a headache, maybe. Like I teach my mom entrepreneurs when it comes to having it all. And you see, when you're really committed to whatever that vision is. So I'll give you an example for many of the mamas that I coach. We focus on creating what they want in their families and creating the impact and the fulfillment and everything that they want in their businesses without having to choose one over the other or have this, you know, either or mentality, like one needs to suffer, because it does not. But that shit doesn't happen by accident. It happens with intention, and it happens with vision, and it happens with commitment. Because see, if I'm not committed to showing up for my marriage while I'm hustling for my business and creating impact, if I'm not committed to that, it's going to show. And one of the biggest ways that one of the biggest signs that I see in myself, I'll speak for myself, is like I shared in that Busy Lovers episode. You know, I was interested. I was interested in having sex with my husband. I wasn't really committed. I wasn't committed to that outcome. It was kind of a, hey, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, whatever. Which, you know, the real issue with that is that when you really do want it, but you don't commit yourself to it, you're just showing interest in it, resentment builds. Disappointment builds. Regret. Things that we don't want to feel. But if we really commit ourselves, instead of just kind of dipping our toes in and half-assing shit, what could we do in our lives? What could you do in your life right now? Think about the one thing that your actions show you are more interested in than actually committed to. What is that for you? Is that connection with your kids? Does that turn into, hey, let's do something together later, turn into more of a lounging around and digging around and wasting time, and then before you know it, it's time to go to bed and nobody has connected? Does that apply to your marriage? What about your business? Do you find yourself looking back at your day, wondering, what the hell did I do? What did I do with my time? Was I productive? Did I do something meaningful? Or was I scattered all over the place and not even present? One of the biggest pains that I've experienced in my life personally is wasting time. And then looking back, just like that, looking back, realizing that not only did I not really do anything purposeful or meaningful for my business, but I also wasn't really present mentally and emotionally for my kids, because I was preoccupied with random thoughts and things flooding in. And there was no commitment, no clear commitment to that day, that this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to connect with my family today. I'm going to connect with each one of my kids. I'm going to connect with my husband. I'm going to write a whole chapter in that book. I'm going to reach out to 20 people about the next program. Or I'm going to reach out to 20 people about ketones. You see, for me, what does not work, and I'm going to tell you right now, what does not work for all these moms that I've coached and that I'm working with, is not being intentional. And not being clear about what our commitment is. Before we can even get to the commitment, we've got to know what that vision is. So today, the one thing I really want to encourage you on is to get clear on what it is that you want. That thing that we just alluded to a little while ago about what are you half-assing? What are you kind of like dipping your toes in? Or maybe showing that your behavior shows that you're more interested than committed? Well, let's back it up a little bit. And let's clean some stuff up. Get clear with yourself. What is it that you want? What is it that you really want with that? So something that I've been getting more clear on with myself is, where does this whole ketone business fit into my life? And why? Why am I doing it? What is this going to give me? What is the bigger picture? Because I know that it's not where I want to put all of myself. And yet, I know that if I don't commit myself and dedicate serious effort and focus into it, it's not going to happen. It won't work. So I don't know what it is that you're taking on right now, what it is that is missing for you. But again, my one encouragement for you today, for this week, really think about this. Take some time for this. What is it that you want in that situation? What is the best possible outcome? And if you want to take it a little bit further, consider the impact. All right, consider the impact of what would happen if you didn't do it, if you didn't commit, if you didn't go all in, and what would happen if you did? So then you can see this really big gap instead of a kind of a you know, it's okay if I do or if I don't. But that way you make it very clear for yourself. This is why I'm doing this. This is what could happen if I do it. And this is what could happen if I don't do it. This is what I'm missing out on. All right. Well, I know I've gone a little bit zigzag in this episode, but it's been on my heart, and it's something that I've been personally asking myself, something that I've been getting clear with myself on. And the more conversations I have with moms and reflect back on all the people that I've worked with and all of the challenges that moms come up against as entrepreneurs, whether you're in a new business or you're well established or you're taking on a new business like I am on top of what you're already doing, it is so important to get clear on what you want so you can run with it and make epic shit happen. All right, ladies. Well, that's all I got for you today. Again, visit the mother site, Sexy Mama Movement, for more. And here is to you and your sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.